Good morning.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good for
I
you.
I wondered if there was going to be anybody on today. Jeannie thought she would be. Shaw thought she might be driving. I don't know.
Yeah.
Big plans for the day?
Not really. Just need to do a bunch of things around the house and see if I can help some couple of my downline get through the international business training before it costs money again tomorrow. Got that finished up last night myself. I thought, well, you know, about time I last day to qualify for it. About time I get it done.
Mhm.
So.
Sounds like you've been busy as usual.
Yeah, just cruising along. Not nearly as busy as Carol is, but that's always the case. Yeah, she's been.
Not many husbands will admit that.
So, and I'm sort of too laid back and too easygoing, and I shouldn't be. I should be push. So, I admit it.
You have to go with your personality.
Yeah, but I'm just excited to have that done and let that one slip away a few years ago because I didn't have the $150 before they moved it from a requirement from senior to silver. So decided I better get that done.
Mm-hmm.
Just because.
I guess I missed that because I lost the month of night, so I don't know. I assume it was free during May or something.
Yeah, and you just go online and it only takes about for somebody really, really smart, about 10 minutes to read the page, and then it's open book, and they tell you where to look for the answer, so you just have to go through and do some deduction.
It arrived.
So, go do it.
You go to the website, and where is it?
Yeah, it's
a... You mean, do it today? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, just go.
In my spare time, go ahead.
Hi, Jeannie.
Good morning.
Nancy and Steve here.
Hi. Good.
We were just talking about the international consultant exam and to go
do
it.
Oh, have you done it?
I did.
Took
about.
You know,
well, I did it once and I did not pass it. Because I was trying to do it really quickly. I had a signed up a gal in Canada, and I didn't know that Canada was part of the North American market until I thought, well, I need to study it a little better.
Oh, go do it. It's open book now the way they've got it set up, so it only takes it probably took me an hour to read the information pack two or three times and then go open book but question by question, and I just did it.
Okay.
So where do I find it?
So when I printed it out, it was so small I couldn't read it, so I had my printer.
Yeah. No,
where's your magnifying glass?
Yeah.
Let's go figure it out here. In fact, I've probably got it open upstairs on my other computer.
No, you know what? If you go right on your MyNeekin page, off to the right, in that column, there's a column of different blips of things, and it'll say IBC.
Okay.
Available for seniors, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Well, as I said to Steve, I had no idea this was even going on. I sort of missed the whole month of May.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's right. You did, didn't you?
Okay, yeah.
I believe it's the last day.
Yeah, and then when you get to the, you read through all the instructions, and then when you get through all the instructions and all this and that, you have to go back up to the top of the page and to the EBC and click on that, and then you choose the market unit. So.
Okay. And then you can study each market and what they require.
Yeah.
So you're basically only doing it for one market at a time.
Right. No. You qualify by, and take the test in the North American market, and then if and when you go into another market, then you look at what's happening for that particular market and what they suggest and where the country headquarters is and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Well, I got next, where you know, if you're platinum in this country, and then it had you try to figure out what would happen in the UK, and, you know, or if you had a silver in UK and you had one in this country and one in that country,
yeah,
what would you be, and what pay rank would you be? And those are the ones that I...
I would know where to get those right.
I sort of guessed, you know, but without looking at the open book, which you can look at the open book, which is...
Yeah.
Well, it's nice if you have all day, but that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
There's different ones if you... Yeah, there's different ones if you, like I said, okay, I don't have time to do it right now, then I'm going to have a different one when I go back. But if you redo it right away, that same, then the next few hours or something, I think you could have the same test that you just had.
Yeah, and you can print it out so you can see what your answers are, and they tell you which ones you missed so you can go back through and just check it. So.
Right.
I mean, they don't make it easy or anything.
But it makes you think, and I thought, you know, this is really good because it's going to make you understand. It's helping me to understand the compensation plan a little better, you know, and that kind of thing, too. So.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So, anyway,
yeah,
happy lifestyling.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it's you know, and when you stop to consider it, you know, lifestyle isn't just eating. It's everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
it is.
I think this is relevant.
Yes, it is.
So,
yes, it is. Speaking of that, for asthma or any chest conditions, what would it be called?
Breathing
challenges. Thank you. There was a gal I ran across yesterday who has that, and I dropped her off an old back flex.
Mm-hmm.
Over to put it on her chest. Is there another way? Everything that we have helps. She's got COPD most of her life, and she's 52.
I just remember years ago on one of the Saturday calls, Vance had congestion, and he had put the old flex on that was tan,
mm-hmm.
and you could literally see the gook that had come through.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And somebody else has another. Someone else was at some kind of a conference, and a woman had gone. You may remember this one too. Steve, especially, had gone into the hall and was literally sitting on the floor and could barely breathe. And somebody whipped out a flex and gave it to her, and the color returned to her and everything.
Wow. And she was definitely having some problems. I had stopped by and seen her in a while, and found out her dog had died 2 weeks ago, and so she was really sad about that.
Sure.
10 years, and I didn't know that because I haven't been walking Gracie in the neighborhood. And, so, got her phone number, and I found out a little bit more about her.
Cool.
And then later on the day, I was just thinking about her. I thought, you know, I need to drop this flex off to her.
Mm-hmm.
She's on oxygen every night right now, too,
mm-hmm.
with COPD and stuff. She was having a hard time. She goes, you know, the doctor wants me to do acupuncture, but I can't afford it right now. She said, I'm on disability and blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Different things.
Yeah,
so anyway.
I would think the CM cream would help too.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, she said it was just real tight.
Yeah, I could be wrong on that, but that...
She's on prednisone.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck.
That's bad stuff.
So anyway. Yeah, I know. On the food side, I made killer brownies for our party today.
Did you taste them?
Uh-huh.
And?
I did taste them. It was delicious, and I used... brown rice syrup.
Oh, all, totally.
A third of a cup, and then I put 5 drops of stevia.
Interestingly, on an Oz that I was watching last night, and I forget when it was from, but I think it's fairly recently, he actually suggested someone use agave.
Oh, really?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
He said a little bit goes a very long way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have brown rice syrup. I also made them on.
Well, I didn't want to, in light of what I was reading about agave, or what Brenda had called it, it's on Mercola, I think.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I haven't bought any agave, so I thought, oh,
God, you don't have it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to buy the brown rice syrup. Had I had it, I would have used it.
Yeah, I also made them, and I split it with part agave and part honey.
Oh.
I've not tasted it yet.
I bet that's good. Well, I scooped them out of the pan. I cut them in small.
Yeah.
Pieces, and as I was scooping them out of the pan, the ones along the edge that I made too narrow of a cut, were a little bit on the crumbly side, those, and so I had to take
them. They had to eat them.
Yeah, yeah. Ricky liked them, too. I had to sample them for my guests, you know.
Did you put nuts in?
They did.
Inside?
On top.
On top, okay.
Yeah.
And
I had quite a few, and then I had the little crumbs, you know, from the bottom of the bag. On
uh-huh.
The... Is that a Nixon?
It arrived.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I put them on top also because Jamie will not eat them if they're in, and I wanted him just his opinion, so I thought it'd be nice this time.
Well, I think the first time I made it, this is the second time I made it. The first time I didn't have any.
Oh.
I didn't use any, I think. I don't really remember, but I remember they were good too.
Yeah.
I probably used agave in those.
Hi, Loretta.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
And Mary Lou. Mary Lou and Larry are coming today to her.
Oh, I heard they moved down there.
Yeah, they moved here, and I thought, well, let me see if they have any place to go. You know, they're new in town.
Are they near you?
No.
Okay. Did they buy a house or what?
I think they're renting for right now until they find the one they want.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not real sure. I had to find out. But they love it. They're enjoying it so much. But, of course, today's going to be 101.
Ooh.
We'll see how that works. And we're doing an afternoon thing.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's going to be hot. We got the pool, and we got misters that we put on. So, but she's bringing the perfect protein salad, which I haven't tried that yet.
What is that?
But I have. It came out. Was that one of the recipes, Loretta, at Parkview? Or
when you would know? I'm not sure, but seems like I've made that before.
Yeah, it's an old, hold on one sec, I think I wrote it down, it's under salads, okay, I didn't know where to file all these. I went through I have a little file box, 3x5, and then I have a giant, it's getting way overstuffed, manila folder that I just shove stuff in, and so we're going to California next month for leaving in a week from tomorrow. For our fair there, and so instead of bringing every cookbook and every stuffed folder, I thought, well, let me put a few on these cards while I'm sitting here. Of course, I can't find it now, but that was one of them, and I went, oh, that's going to be so good. Maybe I didn't copy it yet. Maybe I put it in this little stack right here. I thought, oh, I never even tried that one. I'm making the green pea guacamole for today, though.
Oh, we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that. I didn't forget. I didn't realize you needed tomatoes, so Mindy's bringing one today to add.
Okay.
Yeah. I never even thought of tomato. I thought I had everything. Well, I had the avocados and the peas. What else is there?
Exactly.
But there is.
There is. You could put other things in there if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to double the batch because they're... turned into, I think, 11 people that are going to be here.
The last times I made it, I did it in a blender, and it was a challenge a little bit. This time I decided, since I had the food processor anyway, why not see how it goes in there? Much quicker and easier. I don't know, it didn't seem to be quite as bulky as from the blender. I can't imagine the blender would make that much more of a difference as far as fluffing it. But I think I would stick with the food processor. It was much quicker.
Well, you know, I got to get one because when I made the brownies.
What'd you make them in?
Well, I thought, I don't know what I made them in the first time. It wasn't the Vitamix, but this time I thought, well, I'm going to try the Vitamix. Well, No.
No. Oh, wow.
So I ended up putting it blended the beans in the bottom, you know, probably with the brownie syrup. So then I dumped it into a bowl and had to scrape for a while. I had to scrape, you know, around the blades and stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
There's no liquid in it. I forgot. And I took my handheld Vamix and used that. And that
was a mixer?
It's a handheld. Well, the Vamix is a Swiss one. It's along the lines of it's like a Vitamix in the handheld world. You know, it's got the real... strong horsepower and the...
So it's like a hand mixer.
Yeah, but it's a hand mixer. And it's got different blades you can put on the bottom of it.
Okay.
One for chopping, one for blending, one for whipping, you know, and so I put I think I put the whipping blade on there because everything is pretty much chopped. I just needed to blend the flowers and all that in. So I used that, and that worked.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just made a mess. I had to clean so many appliances. It's crazy. Live and learn, right?
I my Vitamix, I mean, my food processor has always been housed in the basement because I use it once every 25 years, and the brownies really do well on that.
Well, I've got to get one, eh?
And that's why I thought to try it with the guac.
Mm-hmm.
Much easier to clean and to make in there quicker.
Yeah. See, my the pea guac I've been making in my little blender, because I would make one serving, one thing. My little bowl.
Yeah.
I would do
half. I just was finding that the peas weren't, even if I wasn't putting the whole bag in, they just weren't blending up real well in there.
Hmm.
They were just sitting kind of, I don't know. They just went.
I'm going to use my handheld chopper again.
Mm.
That, I think, too.
I noticed something, just as an FYI. I had my optimizer container sitting on the counter, and it had to have been just the way the sun was coming in and hitting it, and I noticed the green film on the inside. And I thought, I guess it's a while since I watched this.
When was the last time? Okay.
When I first got it, years ago, I used to watch it every night.
Yeah.
And I guess after I moved here, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's only water. But I guess it should be washed more frequently than I have been.
Well, you know, I noticed in my, because our water is, it's softened by the magnetics and stuff too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed in my, Gracie Rose will not drink her water if it sits there more than a whole day. You know, the next day she won't drink it. And I thought, well, gee. So I took a, emptied it, and then I took a paper towel and wiped it, and there was a little green film in there.
Well, but that's also from her saliva, too, you know.
From her saliva. So
yeah, I remember wiping my dog's ball. It was yucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You give her the optimized?
Yeah. Well, whenever I have it. If it's in the morning and I haven't optimized any yet, then I just give her the regular.
Yeah.
The Aquaphor. Here's the, on this perfect protein salad, it says Alyssa 8608. How long ago was that? Almost 2 years ago. And it must have been Mary Lou, because there's a note on the bottom that says Mary Lou said she did a quarter inch dice on the veggies, and I did the same thing.
Mm.
Loved it. This was
what's the protein in there?
You cook 1 1/3 cups of brown basmati rice, and then you cool it, and you add garbanzo beans. So that was
okay.
And then you, for the salad part, you have chopped cucumber, chopped celery, chopped carrots, chopped red onion, a bunch of green onions, and a third of a bunch of parsley.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mayo, the dressing is mayo, lemon juice, apple cider vinegar, dill, weed, salt, basil, and minced garlic. Mixed together, serve, and chill and serve. And let's see. I made, the other day, Charlotte was talking about that sandwich spread made with garbanzo beans. That is a hit. It's hit. You think of tuna when you're eating it. It's amazing. He loved it. See, we ate it over the weekend. On like a sandwich style. Did you guys get that one?
Did she send that down?
No, she just mentioned it the other day. She's probably going to send them down.
Sure.
But it's, I can tell you what it is if you want.
What's it called?
Got it right here. Chickpea sandwich filling.
Should go along with the thing?
No. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Three. Well, you mash your chickpeas, and then you add onion, mayo, lemon juice, dill, weed, salt, pepper, and that's it.
All right, give me the recipe. I'll go ahead. Chickpea sandwich.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And you can use a can of garbanzo beans, drained and rinsed, or 1 1/2 cups cooked, if you cook them on your own. Stalk of celery chopped. Half an onion chopped. And then a tablespoon of mayo. Tablespoon of lemon juice. Teaspoon. teaspoon of dillweed, and then salt and pepper to taste. I didn't even do the salt and pepper part. Oh, I think I did the pepper part. I think I did the salt part. And then, so you mash the chickpeas and then stir in the rest of it. I mean, it's delicious.
Chickpeas and the beans are the same thing.
Yeah. Garbanzo beans and chickpeas. Yes, thank you.
So it's 1.5 cup of either chickpeas or garbanzo beans.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, because I wrote down garbanzo beans, but it's called chickpea filling. And I remember her saying, you know, and then it's mashed the chickpeas. We go back and forth.
Is it?
No, but I would.
Okay.
Yeah, I would mince up some garlic in there, definitely. It'd be delicious. Probably a clove or two. When I tasted it, I'm like, tuna. I mean, you could, for us, I don't know anybody else that would eat tuna salad would say that, but that's what I was reminiscent of.
It would be good in a pita.
Mm-hmm, it would be great in a pita. She said they put it on a bed of greens. And I got these little tiny, you've probably seen them in the stores. They're like hamburger buns. They're round, but they're
real. I bought some of those for today.
Yeah.
The whole one?
Yeah.
Huh?
I put it on
good.
There. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put some spinach, you know, because I like to put some kind of a green.
What kind of rolls were they?
They're called.
Is it Arnold's brand?
These are Oro Wheat. If I can find them here real quick. I'll put them all in here. These are Oro Wheat. They're called Sandwich Thins. 100% whole wheat, but they're, gee, they don't look like we have any left. We've been eating them. They're not the cleanest in the world. There was one other brand, and I looked at both, and this one had the shorter list. But it's whole wheat flour, water, sugar, wheat gluten, cellulose fiber, yeast, iodized salt, polydextrose, I hate that, soybean oil, I don't like that, wheat flour, wheat bran, and then the
this is sandwich thins, 100% whole wheat, Arnold brand, 100 calories each.
Arnold brand.
Uh-huh, whole wheat flour, water, wheat bran, sugar, wheat gluten, 1 gram of fat, 21 carbs, 5 fiber.
Okay, yeah, this is the same on that, 100 calories. 240 milligrams sodium, 21 carbs, 6 grams of fiber, 5 grams of protein. But, you know, I thought, well, I'm not going to eat them a lot, but just for the party, I thought I would pick those up, too. Some people, we have veggie burgers, we have some hamburgers and hot dogs. So, I've got to take this to Ricky real quick. Jay Greenzyme. So I'm glad she's bringing the perfect protein salad because I haven't tried it yet. I haven't made that one. All right, I'm going to put on mute. Hold on.
Was that August 8th or August 6th of 2008, she said?
Anybody having anybody over today? You having parties or?
Hey, Jeannie.
Dinners? Yes.
That date said was that August 8th of 2000 or August 6th of 2008?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have that call?
It's online. It's not reviewed, but it's online, so somebody could listen to it if they want.
Cool. Oh, Steve, I got to go look at your.
That was a good call Saturday, the band said.
Oh, it was. I liked it too. Dr. Views. I haven't heard him speak before, have you?
He had a couple calls over the years on the Team Diamond site. And,
okay.
And they were pretty good. The Team Diamond site went away last December. Reed's got a new blog out but unfortunately every one of the calls that he had archived was on WhistleTree, and now WhistleTree's out of business. He's having to change everything.
Oh, right. The WhistleTree went away, huh?
Yep.
Hmm. Well,
the Ensigns use them exclusively, too, but they've moved all their stuff to someplace else. But when I checked it last week, Reed hadn't moved his yet.
Which means it's like tropical. It says, I'm going to be inside anyway, I think.
Yeah. I'll probably be indoors.
Hopefully somebody can run the dinner on the grill, but that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll eat inside.
Alrighty.
I got kicked off the call.
So that's why you were off. Huh.
All of a sudden it just disappeared.
Well, I heard somebody leave, and then I heard Steve arrived.
Yeah. So.
And then I heard something else.
I tried to get back in twice, and my line just got the music, so I came in on my cell phone, and I could hear you guys, so I went back online with my other phone and the recording. So that was weird.
You know they have minds of their own, these computers.
Yes. And my line has been doing this to me, and it's just driving me crazy. I lost part of the call 3 times last week.
Wow.
So this is the 4th time, and so it's time to call Comcast and find out what they're doing to me.
Yeah, what's up with that? Oh, hey, wait, let's see if they have a little section about oregano here. Let me see what it says. Probably nothing we don't know. Oh, that was funny. Oh, yeah. That's just same thing. You can, excellent in Italian cuisine, choose Greek oregano, grown from
Italy, really?
For best flavor. It withstands long cooking times.
Hmm.
Give full sun and sandy, well-drained soil. This perennial grows up to 2 feet tall.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yay.
Well, interesting, if that's the case, he did put it in the best place, away from shading anything else, 2 feet.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest plant that he put in the garden so far. So he probably...
Well, he'll be able to identify it, right?
I think that's what it is. I didn't taste the leaves, but apparently that's probably what it is. I hope it's not a weed like mint that'll come back every year and take over.
Oh, gosh.
I want mint. Although next year he's talking about putting a raised garden in.
Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't say anything about that. And on the mint, it does say to keep invasive mint from taking over your garden,
yes,
in their own bed, or restrain them by planting in a deep, bottomless plastic container that's buried in the ground with the rim sticking out. Really? Okay.
I'm just going to put it in a pot. I
yeah,
have a mint that I have to put into a pot.
Well, my mint is luscious again, and I just told the landscaper, I said, would you just kind of contain that a little bit more? I ripped it all up last year.
It comes right back, though.
Yeah, it comes right back. And
yeah,
it's beautiful.
I'm going to put it half in the ground.
And I've been putting it in my green drink, and it's delicious. So.
Oh, good. I love it. Yeah, and everything.
Added a nice flavor.
Just regular mint?
Yeah.
Because there's a chocolate in, yeah.
Yeah, this is like a regular one, though.
Yeah. It is.
Gracie's lying on her hammock outside. She's sunning herself. All right, have a great weekend.
Hey, weekend?
Yeah, I mean, Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, I know. Seems like a weekend. No,
I know.
Seems
yeah, nice. Have a good one. Enjoy, everybody.
You too. Thanks.
Tell Mary Lou and Larry hi.
Oh, I will. I'm going to try to get him back on the call, get her back on the call here.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they said they could get. She said, you know, we're not going to feel like driving. And I said, well, if you happen to feel like driving and you want to come over, you're welcome to come. So she hung up and called back about 10 minutes later. We're coming.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Is it an hour away?
It's, well, maybe not that long, maybe 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So, but, you know.
Well, the problem, too, is probably, you know, when you move from a small town to a big city, 45 minutes for you is not a big deal.
Right. And she has to drive everywhere to all our meetings and everything.
Yeah, for us, 45 minutes is, you know, not far.
Yeah, I'm used to driving.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But when you're in a small town, 45 minutes is the next day.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, yeah.
True.
I would
say hello to her for me.
I will be sure, and I'll do that.
Being in
take
the north,
care, guys.
So I would assume that they...
Oh.
had to drive almost everywhere to all the meetings they did anyway.
Well, they did, because they had to drive into Seattle. They were in Washington. And Washington has a lot of small cities, too. They were kind of back up in the boonies, I think, though.
Yeah, they were.
Now they're living by a golf course, and so Larry's on the golf course at 5:30 every morning. So it's pretty awesome that they're up and out, and she was excited about that, remember?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
He was having trouble with his leg or his ankle or something. I can't remember what it was that he was having issues with when I was there.
Yeah. I'll find out. I don't know. They did our preview last week. But
that was full of energy.
Yeah.
I felt so bad that I couldn't go the night that they were, that I was down there. I did some good where I was at, I think. I met quite a few people and made some contacts, and a couple of them were
good.
We talked about the lifestyle calls at length.
Mm.
Sort of fun. One of the gals came in, and she was leaving. She told my wife, "He is so pleasant to talk to." I thought, we just talked about lifestyle stuff, and it was really fun.
By the way, Connie Wilson is on Dr. Oz today.
Who's that?
Carney Wilson is on Dr. Oz today.
Oh, is that Mamas and the Papas?
Yeah.
I'll have to pull. I want to turn him on today. I got to find out what time. I still don't know what time he comes on. I don't turn the TV on during the day, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll have to look up on one of our. I think it's the same channel that Oprah's on. So
he is on the same channel with Oprah here.
I think it's Channel 3.
Which is ABC for us.
ABC, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to check that out, because I know he comes on in the morning, too. I think it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's when we get him.
Yeah.
Do good and have fun, guys.
All right.
Have a good one.
Y'all, too. Nice chatting with you.
Bye.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.